There's clearly a range of materials that constitute healthy food. But there's nevertheless a clear distinction between food and poison. Okay, the fact that there are many right answers to the question, what is food, does not tempt us to say that there are no truths to be known about human nutrition. Now, many people worry that a universal morality would require moral precepts that admit of no exceptions. So for instance, if it's really wrong to lie, it must always be wrong to lie. And if you can find an exception, well, then there's no such thing as moral truth. Now, why would we think this? Consider, by analogy, the game of chess. Now, if you're going to play good chess, a principle like don't lose your queen is very good to follow. Okay, but it clearly admits of exceptions. I mean, there are moments where losing your queen is a brilliant thing to do. There are moments where it's the only good thing you can do. And yet, chess is a domain of perfect objectivity. The fact that there are exceptions here does not change that at all. Now, this brings us to the sorts of moves that people are apt to make in the moral sphere. Okay. Consider the great problem of women's bodies. What to do about them? Well, this is one thing you can do about them. You can cover them up.